It's the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Andy Heaton and Dan Morgan, to work right the way through the weekend's games. Really excited about it. Got Natalie Bromley to discuss Burnley, Pete Selby to discuss Leicester, and Robbie Scotcher all on the dog and bone on their way through. But as I said, we've got Dan and Andy in the gaff, and we're going to start off with Newcastle's trip to Aston Villa, apart from the fact that there isn't one, Dan Morgan, because it's been postponed, and I'm just overwhelmed by all the chat about null and void.
Anyone seen Christian Perslow in the past two days? No, no one. Okay, yeah,
he's getting his issues reeled.
Look, I think the first thing is to acknowledge that this was always going to happen, and in some forms, it's surprising that it's taken as long as it has to happen in a Premier League fixture this season. And in many ways, it's a testament to sort of the work done to make sure that everyone involved in these fixtures is safe. So there's that, but there's clear hypocrisy. And for me, I mean, the biggest take from it, without sort of doing the whole thing of last season, because we knew what it was all about. We knew it was all about Liverpool not winning the league because it was funny to some people. But more to the point for me, I think you've got to look at the fact that there's a real sort of point to make here, in that unfair advantage, or the concept of unfair advantage, is essentially bollocks. Like, so from this game now, who's not to say that Newcastle players, for example, some of them don't end up with long lasting effects of COVID-19? Mm. Who's to say that, you know, Newcastle might think, or Villa might think, had a tough run of form, not really playing well the last few games, a break this week might do us the world of good. And, you know, sort of, not to sort of put that as in-depth as five subs or whatever, I just think that there's going to be, you know, VAR is another one, there's going to be unfair advantages left, right and centre if you want to find them. There's going to be things that you can sort of put in and sway in your favour if you want throughout the season. And this is just another example of that for me.